everyone, you're with Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach on Yachting International Radio for the Wellbeing Project. I'm interviewing Lou Kennard, and Lou works for Liquidware. She is the head of sales for the European division, and she has been working within our industry for many, many years within the yachting realm of working in a super yacht, on a super yacht, and then transitioning land base and serving crew in that capacity as well. So welcome, Lou. So lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
So the reason why I connected, just to give you all a bit of background of why I connected with Lou, it was solely because of her generosity. I was truly amazed by all the generosity we've seen, not only from land-based organizations, but crew themselves to help raise funds for Gemma's fundraiser to help pay for her treatment. She needed £100,000, and she was able to raise the amount of money she needed for treatment. But unfortunately, she literally, I think, passed away the day that we hit £100,000.
Right. Yeah.
Very, very sad. And I am a firm believer in kindness and generosity within our industry. And I think it is contagious, as we've seen with the fundraiser for Gemma, and more particularly leading by example. And what I've noticed is that small companies have really stood up and given as much money that they can possibly give to help support Gemma. And Lou is one of those, and Liquidware as well. So Lou, we're just talking about kindness and generosity. And what does that mean to you?
I wasn't really motivated by kindness or generosity. I was motivated to help, and I know how influential this industry is. And Gemma at the Crew Awards, the A Crew Awards in Barcelona recently, gave a very emotional speech, and then Gem herself gave a very emotional speech. And during that time, while we were at the awards, celebrating the great and the good of our industry, I wanted to all reach out to people who maybe aren't doing so great. And now is an opportunity for us to help those in need. But it was, I didn't do it for sort of generosity in that way. It was to help one of our own. She's from our industry. She's one of us. It could be the stew that you worked with last week or next month. And it was just very, very, very real.
Yeah. And with regards to helping others, I know that it can certainly be the glue of a community, I think, serving. And that's what we do as crew, we serve. And how lovely that we can extend that and support our crew family.
Yeah, and it was amazing how quickly, once people heard about Gemma's story and it got out there, how quickly the momentum built. And really, within 2 weeks, we reached that goal. Liquid pledged £8,500. I personally pledged £1,500. Wow. That was 10% of what she needed. And everybody else, you know, their £10, their £50, their £100, whatever it was, doesn't matter. It made a huge difference. And hopefully we can, unfortunately it didn't help Gemma, but hopefully we can do something with that money for a good cause in our industry.
Yeah, and can you expand a bit on that? Because I thought you had a really good idea there with regards to, you know, having that, those funds in available when someone needs it. So
yeah, it's very early days, and I've, you know, they're going through a difficult time, and I think the funeral was only yesterday or the day before. But I have reached out to Gemma and said that I would be more than happy to be part of a committee to maybe help to make a charity in her honour. But of course, that's completely up to her mother of how she wants the funds to be distributed, or if she even wants something like that in the yachting industry to remember her by.
So, yeah, Lou, you mentioned that not only do you provide a good service and great quality products, but you're also available for crew if they need support. So it sounds like you're a very personable and approachable person. So what are you finding in terms of what crew need and the importance of connection?
Well, we all started somewhere in this industry. We all had a point zero. And, you know, for me back in the day, it was pretty easy. I just sort of wandered up and down the dock, and within 24, 48 hours, you got a job, and you didn't even really need so much as a CV, so much as to just go out and reach out to people. Nowadays, these young, enthusiastic and keen men and women coming into the industry have to have spent €1,000 on their STCW. They've had to fly in from overseas. They have to be prepared to pay up to a month of accommodation. Then they are told by all the crew agencies and all their crew houses and everything, rightly or wrongly, that they need to look like a yachtie, which I understand. And then they get sort of thrown into my shop, and, you know, they are a bit starstruck by the whole industry. And we here at Beeb at Liquid have a box of 50% off items. So any new crew coming into the industry get 50% off all our sort of discontinued or slightly older items that aren't our new items. We have a special place for that, and that's for the young newbies to come in, and we try to make them feel welcome. I'm here to help them if they have any questions about their CVs. They get so many conflicting things that they're told, this photo, that photo, don't do this, don't do that. And, you know, go out and buy €100 pair of boat shoes, otherwise you won't get a job. I mean, that's just not the case. So I'm here to help calm them and help encourage them. And yeah, and then I see them come back in 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years later. Oh. And yeah, it's you know, that's how it goes. And it's wonderful to help them.
Yeah, and see, Lou, I see that as generosity and kindness. I know you're one for helping, because clearly you do it a lot, but there's so much, you know, there's so many other values that are infused in helping. And
yeah, well, yachting gave me a wonderful opportunity. You know, I've had 14, 15 fantastic years. You know, we did the Great Lakes, the Caribbean. I know it like the back of my hand. I met my husband. I have two beautiful children. You know, if you're keen and if you are motivated and if you're hardworking, it can give you so much, this industry.
Mm. Have you noticed a change in the industry in any way during the course of this period of the time you were working on board to the transition to a land-based position?
Absolutely. It's so much more competitive now. Mm. It's more professional, mm-hmm. in a good way. There's more realistic hours in the day that you can work. You get better time off. So there's lots of positives. But of course, with all of that stuff, there's a lot more structure and some of the sort of fun little elements of yachting might have been taken away.
Mm, okay.
So I remember many crew lunches, we'd move the aft deck table onto the dock and we'd have lunch on the dock. You know, it was more sort of family orientated. And of course the boats have got so much bigger now, mm. that there's so many more crew. It's, you know, it's definitely changed for the better, and you know, for other reasons. I'm glad I was in it when I was in it, and I'm more sure now.
yeah, but I see, you know, positive changes happening as well, as you've mentioned, and especially in the mental health space. There's a huge drive towards building awareness and having support. Pardon?
And in the safety aspect vessels too, you know, we're a lot better trained. You know, the protocols are much, much better.
Excellent. What about in terms of, I'm not too sure if you have any information on this, but I'm about to do...
You're back again. Sorry, could you repeat?
Yes. So I'm not too sure if you have any insight into this, but in terms of Gemma getting sick and with you being pregnant on board, was there any additional support services available to you, like you would find in a land-based organization like maternity?
Not at all. I did my summer season. I was 6 months pregnant at the Monaco Boat Show, if anybody remembers, and that was it. I just waved goodbye and went from to zero income, full stop. You know.
Wow! And you said you joined the industry at 18.
I was 18. Yeah. I did a cordon bleu cooking course, and jumped straight on a boat.
Gosh! So yeah, I would assume that that transition and that change of identity would have been very challenging in terms of processing all of that. And then, you know, using your creativity and innovation to work alongside Liquidware and start something up, that's brilliant.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, isn't it? When men obviously usually have a lot longer career. I know there's several women in the industry who have taken a break and then have come back to it. But, you know, in general, on the whole, whether you've done a degree in science or a degree in business or whatever, and then you think, oh, I'll just do a summer on a boat, check it out, do a couple of years, save some money, buy an apartment, get back to my job. The trouble is, when those years have rolled on, it might be 6 years, it might be 4 years, it might be 10 years, your qualification is really null and void, because what have you been doing for the last 4 or 5 years? Well, I've been traveling the world and, you know, doing an excellent job, and it's a challenging job and multitasking extraordinaire and everything else, but you're not actually trained to do anything in the everyday 9-to-5 world. And so I sort of not panicked, but I just thought the idea of moving to a foreign country when we moved to Italy with infant children, it sort of scared me a bit. Like, what am I going to do with my life? I'm still me. I still have an identity. I still want to do something for me. And so Teresa said, you know, she threw me a bone, but I went out and seeked it.
Yes, you have to. And that's why networking is so, so important. And I think very valuable in our industry because it's so small. So what would your advice be to crew who are working on board to help them in the future if they do decide to transition? Is there anything that they could start planning or upskill in to make it a smoother transition?
I would say whatever it is that you're passionate about, you know, we can talk about Gemma with her flowers. You know, keep that going alongside what you're currently doing. If you love accounting or managing, you know, do the PERSA course. If you like, you know, online things, you know, whatever it is that you like to do, don't just drop it. Yoga or whatever your passion is, whatever you like to do, cooking, you know, that's an easy one because you can take that anywhere. But keep then, you know, keep that sort of, keep what you like to do, keep that fire going. Mm. Don't just drop everything.
I couldn't agree with you more. So important to pursue your passions and your natural interests, because you never know where it can lead you.
and be open. You know, if you'd have told me, you know, when I was 35 years old, that I would be running a store called Liquid Yachtwear in on Teeb, I'd have had hysterical laughing and told you were on drugs. And here I am sitting in my stock room
doing an interview. Yeah,
exactly. With you know, a busy office, because it's the only place I can hide where it's quiet.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Lou, for your time and also sharing your pearls of wisdom, because you've got just so many. And I had no idea about Liquid Yachtwear and the things that they do for Green Crew. I think it's absolutely incredible.
Our Fort Lauderdale office will do the same as well.
Oh, brilliant. And I think we need more people like you within our industry, especially within land-based organizations, to really think about how can I serve? How can I do better?
Yeah. And hopefully we can keep Gemma's legacy alive and do some good with that money.
100%. Okay. Well, thanks so much for your time, Lou.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye.